The Toe Cutter. We see how the drowsing harbour sinks its mist in morning gold, and how shipyard workers smell of salt and rusty nail. Fishermen's wives gut through another day's produce while blue-green algae sprawl on ship bows and on granite block. The Toe Cutter is in town. He hastens, head down, hands in pockets, his arms exposing kaleidoscopic totems of a tattooed glory. He has opened the box. The box of boxes. The box nobody dared unbolt before. Its lid a wary load, still in his hands, as words once spoken now seek him like a shoal of spectres. He halts, rests his finger, and closes it again, an act little more than wishful thinking. He hastens, head down, hands in his pockets, along a littered street. And he enters the house, her house, takes the lift and watches numbers light up in their ascension. 14, 15, 16. He looks at the floor, at the ceiling. He stands stock still and yet is always moving. He is a raging child, barely contained. His body, rigid as a puppet, jerks toward her room. He is on his way to surrender to his old lady. She almost comforts, almost loves. He cannot get enough of her or his own hope. He will see her again and count her amongst his wounded. Poetry, or creativity like this, has a short half-life, he mutters in a tone inhuman. Leaving the house, he smiles like an old and flatulent summer pond, more sunned upon than sunning. The old lady? She is an echo and a buttress of his identity, an abstraction. The toe fell. It was an accident, or so they say. He leaves, meanders, becoming snagged among the barbs of one sort, getting lost in the loops of the next. He is pained. We know it. The box pins him to the ground. A wish to sail pricks him like an etherized needle. He hastens again, head down, hands deep in his pockets. The box weighs heavy in his trousers stashed. The skin on his forearm ripples like a purse of rolling marbles in a sagging bag of leather. The toe? It holds all human vanity. There can never be delicacy in repression. The Toe Cutter, whose sharp intellect is captive to fleeting impressions, cuts expressions, wields a willful wit. His compass is his enemy. The box is his life's prime vessel. He'll hand it over, in barrels of mirth, to those shipyard workers where he reigns triumphant. Or pack it in with the old fish guts of venom and acrimony. To set such a soul, drunk with stasis and seduced by travel on the seas, that is a course and call for creativity, a short half-life, and a toe severed.